From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, has been killed in Syria. The Lebanese-based group issued a statement Friday on a Beirut television channel saying the 55-year-old Badreddin was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel did not immediately confirm the strike. Badreddin has been Hezbollah's military commander since 2008. Iraqi officials said Friday at least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad. Officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the attackers detonated suicide vests. Balad, about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, is under heavy security. The attackers would have had to pass through three police checkpoints before reaching their target. And violence erupted throughout Turkey Friday as eight Turkish soldiers and six members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, were killed in clashes in southeast Turkey. A Turkish military statement has said that six soldiers were killed and eight wounded when clashes broke out with rebels in Hakkari province on Friday. Two additional soldiers died when a military helicopter sent to the area later crashed due to a technical fault. Meanwhile, four suspected bomb makers were killed near Diyarbakir late Thursday. Security officials said the blast occurred when PKK militants were loading the explosives onto a truck. The late-night explosion occurred hours after at least seven people were injured in a car bomb attack near a military facility in a suburb of Istanbul. This is VOA.